Welcome to How to Be More Human, a podcast that shares the stories of good humans doing good things in the world. I'm your host, Ash Kilback, and I invite you to get curious with me as I dive into deep conversations with thinkers, truth speakers, creators, and uplifters to discover what it means to be more human. Hey humans, it's Ash Kilback here. It's been a while since you've heard my voice in this space, and it's also been a while since I have done a solo episode for you. Over the course of the last few months, our lives have seemed to have changed drastically, but also sometimes not even at all. I have been living in this weird in-between space of feeling like everything is up in the air and everything is in transition, yet also living in the space of feeling like nothing is happening and that everything is very much the same. But what we've all known and what we've all experienced through this time is things have been constantly in transition. We've had to change and adapt and reprogram and rethink so many things in such a short period of time. And I think that's why it was so important for me to take a pause, to step back, to not record anything on the podcast for a couple of months. Because now I see more than ever how important it is to have a conversation around what does it mean to be more human. Knowing that that has always been and will be the intention behind this podcast. But something else, on more of a personal note, is coming to mind today that I want to share with you. And that's about me being able to be here with you, to share my voice, to be vulnerable with my voice, to be brave, to be honest, to be curious, and just to allow whatever is on my mind in these times or in this life to be shared with you. So right now I am standing in my partner's makeshift bedroom studio. I have the mic set up on a bookshelf with another box on top of it so that I can stand and talk with you. Because it feels a little more personal that way, even though I'm kind of just staring out into space right now, I'm thinking about you. And I'm thinking about what the experience would be like if we were standing in a room or sitting in a room together. So thank you for being here with me, and thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts openly and to sink deeper into the power of my own voice, as this is something that I am coming into more and more all the time. But it is very much a daily practice. So when this experience really hit home for all of us, I wanted to share something, a message, encouragement, hope, that we could carry with us through times of uncertainty. And I was scrolling through my phone one day and I came across this picture that I took last summer. It was from a day when I went out on a nature walk with my family, out into the countryside of Saskatchewan, across an open pasture. We walked along this trail that had been carved out by the feet of cows. And up in the distance, there was this break in the fencing. And right in the center, there was this tree. This big, beautiful tree. And it was one of those trees, when you look at it, you can feel its wisdom. I thought, this tree must have been here for at least 100 years. The really cool thing about this tree was that it reached out its branches and leaves almost as if it was wanting you to hug it. And within this reaching out embrace, it created this canopy where you could sit underneath it in the shade. And I took a photo of that tree because it made such an impression on me. And then when I was thinking about what it is, the feeling that I wanted to share in words, I immediately knew I needed to share that photo of the tree. But along with that photo of the tree, I wrote this. Maybe what is being asked of us right now is to simply pause. To not let fear turn us inside out. To not let uncertainty spin us in circles. To not let scarcity drive us to take more than we need. To not let solitude make us feel confined. To not let distance divide us. To not let information consume us. To not let time keep us waiting. And instead, we make room for a new way of being. To let stillness be the compass that leads us to peace. To let connection be the reflection of us seeing each other. To let gratitude be the voice that tells us we have enough. To let silence be the teacher who teaches us what we must learn. To let love be the light that shines through us and upon us. To let knowledge be the truth of what already exists within us. To let time be the keeper of all that is possible for us. Maybe this is what was being asked of us all along. To let go. To slow down. To make room. To let in. To just be. Now, I see those words being ever-present for any time in our lives. Even though I wrote it specifically for what we're all going through right now with this global pandemic. But knowing as I read it again that it applies any time. And I reflected upon why I talked about this idea of taking a pause. What does it really mean to take a pause, and why is it so important? And the reason being is because our modern world is so fast. It asks so many things of us every moment of the day. We are reaching and we are stretched so far beyond our capacity most of the times that we don't even know what it means to pause. I wrote something in my journal a couple of days ago in reflection about what I wanted to share today. And it was something along the lines of we are so uncomfortable spending time with ourselves because we rarely spend time being ourselves. With all of these distractions and desires or influences or needs to constantly be doing. Because in today's world, if we're doing, we're achieving. If we're doing, we're contributing. If we're doing, we are valuable. But what often doesn't get talked about or still remains really unfamiliar is this idea of being. That what if for a day we just completely cleared everything on our schedule. We turned off all of our electronics. We put our phones away somewhere where we couldn't see them. We canceled any meetings or appointments or dinners or visits we had to have with other people. And we just spent an entire day understanding, navigating what it feels like to pause. I've been spending a lot of time doing that myself. Even though a lot of my days have been really full, and I can tell you the truth that I have been stretched in so many different ways across different social media platforms, across different video conferencing apps, I have, like you too, felt pulled, felt overwhelmed, felt incapacitated by what would seem like a regular day. But times have changed. And without our knowing, we have too. So when I think about this whole experience and what's really coming out of this pause is that it's an opportunity for us to change. For us to change in the very way that we wake up in the morning. A way that I have changed in the morning is that I've decided that I'm no longer going to wake up to an alarm because I don't like the feeling of being forced out of bed. So instead, I go to bed earlier so that I can wake up without an alarm. But how can we start our days with the intention to change something about the way that we're living? Because this is where we start to develop a relationship with the word connection, or the feeling, or the life, or the experience that is connection. Many times I have said, we are living in a time where we've never been so connected, yet so disconnected. And I was asking myself, why do I say that? Why do we all say things like that? Why have we started saying, connection is so important? Connection is so important right now. We need to be connected. And the interesting thing, I always go back to this, is how limiting our English language is that when we say a word and a word then becomes mainstream, we overuse it to the point that it's lost its original meaning. My friend Jamie and I were having a conversation about this a couple weeks ago. If you haven't listened to her episode, she's the very first episode on this podcast, and we talk a lot about truth. But her and I sat on the floor of her living room and we just wrote a page of questions in relation to a project that we're working on about connection. And we wondered, haven't we always been connected? Right back to the days of our ancestors. Yes, the language itself wasn't as far as advanced as it is now. But surely in those times when they were gathering, they knew that they were connecting. And they didn't have to speak of it. But now that we have so many opportunities and spaces to speak, we have so many opportunities and spaces to use our language. And words become mainstream. It's not kind of weird. I've been thinking about how we did that with the word authenticity. That we had to boldly state that we were, in fact, authentic. Which I could never really get on board with. There was always resistance there. Because if we are who we are, we are who we are. We don't need to label it. So I'm coming back to this idea of connection. And part of Jamie and I's exploration around, have we used it so much that it's lost its meaning. And what really makes us feel like we aren't connected at all? And now when I talk about how I mentioned earlier, how we live in this world of doing and that we're pulled in so many different directions, and a lot of the times we are so incapacitated by how much we have to do. And how much we have to connect. Perhaps why connection has lost its deeper meaning is because we are being overconnected. Or we are overconnected. That we have 7 to 10 different channels of communication. That our phones are constantly going off. Our inboxes are pinging. Our phones are ringing. That as soon as we wake up and roll out of bed in the morning, we're being asked to connect. But we're being asked to connect in a way that's artificial. Because when we pick up our phone and we go to connect, we are oftentimes scrolling through images or information of things that can absolutely have an emotional effect on us and can move us to change in certain ways as well. I don't want to discredit the advantage of, or perhaps even the privilege of what it is to be able to pick up your phone and to connect with somebody in a different part of the world, or to connect with 10 people at once. But what happens when we do this is that the level of connection that we are creating isn't as deep, isn't as powerful as what it would be like if we were in person. I have kind of coined this term of we are living in a time of artificial connection. So, yes, we may feel connected when we are exploring in conversation and we are exploring all that is the digital landscape. But in those moments, we're not really creating real connection. And what I mean by real connection is that it's happening in person, in front of us, where we can physically, emotionally, physiologically feel it. And then that experience is becoming more rare because we're spending so much of our time connecting in such an artificial way. So how, then, do we come back to the question of what does it mean to be truly connected? And I know that this means something different for each of us. I think that's also the power of our language, as much as our language can be limiting. The power of our language is that each word can have a different meaning for somebody. So perhaps connection is a lot of things. And I'm just speaking from my own perspective of what I think it is. Or what I know it is inside of me. So how do we get back to this place of that connection if we go back to the times of our ancestors, where the idea of doing didn't control every aspect of our lives. that there was more freedom to just be because there were less things to be distracted by. And when I think about that, of how we create this true connection, it goes back to what I've come to understand exists in the pause. You know, when I shared how, when I originally wrote that piece that I shared at the beginning, why? What did I mean when I said that, really? What exists within that pause that is so powerful? And I know I spoke a bit to the opportunity for change, but it was also presence. Is that when we allow ourselves this space to take a pause, we create more space for us to just be who we are without the pull, the push and the pull of our distractions. And when we take the time to sit within that, we start to connect in ways we haven't before. I talked about earlier how it's so difficult for us to spend time and sit with ourselves because we rarely spend time being ourselves. But if we can start to find more time to pause, we start to spend more time being ourselves. And that's ultimately what allows us to create connection. If there's anything I've learned in my life thus far, it's that there's always been a knowing of within me of who I am. From an early age, I always showed up that way. I didn't really know that that's what I was doing. But I think how I've come to be all of the things that I am in my life in this moment, it's from allowing myself to be with myself, to explore what it is that really makes me feel connected, and then to embrace it and to do it. So if I can leave you with something today, if you are feeling like you're overconnected, or if you're really wanting to be connected, my question for you is, what is one thing that you can do in your day to create presence? Perhaps start by carving out 15 minutes of your day and do something that brings you into the present moment. Whether it's going outside for a walk in the sunshine without your phone, without your headphones. Whether it's reading a book on your deck or on your favorites or in your favorite spot in the living room. Or writing or painting or dancing. Or spending time with a loved one in conversation without any distractions, just sitting there across from each other, talking. Whatever comes to mind that brings you back into a space of peace, that is where you will find your presence. And that is ultimately where you will find your connection. And I will leave you with one last piece. I believe it's a quote, and I don't know who it's from, But the phrase that's coming to me now is life is best lived in the present. And that is also where the place where you will find the connection that you are seeking. I hope this uplifted your spirit today, that it made you feel a little more connected. And what I will ask of you is, if this resonated in some way, shape, or form, please pass it along to someone else. Or share it on your socials and tag me at Ash Kilback on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to How to Be More Human. It means the world to me to have you along on this journey. It's my hope the conversations had and the stories shared on this podcast will go on to spark a movement that encourages all of us to live a more connected and meaningful life. But in order to make that happen, I need your support. If you loved this episode, please send it along to someone that you know who will love it too. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to How to Be More Human on iTunes and leave a review to let me know how this podcast has made a difference in your life.